Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, I know everyone who's followed the local tennis scene wishes this Thursday North-South battle on the Cougar courts at 5 was for the championship, as has been the rule rather than the exception. It isn't. It's the first round. Someone good is going home. Season ended. Ken Heidinger's 10th-ranked Cougars host then are the defending sectional kings, as here we go again with the South Panthers. North just won the Conference Indiana title, beating the Panthers 3-2. It was 4-1 North earlier in the fall. It was, well, knockdown drag-out last time, and as Coach Ken was telling me come Thursday at 5.
Well, they always are knockdown drag-out, and we don't size them up. You know, I mean, I think you just got to go out there and you got to play one ball at a time and one point at a time. And it doesn't make any difference how you size it up. You just got to go out there and compete and keep your thinking down to, you know, keep it small. Keep it to one shot, one point.
You've had a great time piecing the pieces together, if you will, with a talented group that's really been a flexible bunch. Is that one of the strong points of this team?
I think we got a lot of guys that can play. And, you know, historically good tennis players can play singles or doubles. Or they can do what they want to do. You know, and playing's only part of it, because you have a guy that can hit the ball well, but if he can't compete, he's not going to be too effective out there. So, you know, I just think it's a depth of well-rounded players, and their ability to compete has been the real special thing about this team.
That's North Cougar tennis coach Ken Heidinger. In that CI title match, Scott Bodie's win at two singles clinched things. It went three sets, though, as he beat Conrad Schlegel. Senior Will Pekarski won at one, and Nathan Pliske and Chris Pekarski won at two doubles. This should be, well, another classic, should be for the title, but it isn't. Winner advances, loser goes home. It starts Thursday on the Cougar courts at 5.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, coming along here through four defensively, that's good. Tackles for loss, sacks last week at Wake Forest, season best. 10 passes broken up, improved pass rush, you know all of that. Just all around better. Good. Because it couldn't come at a better time. Defending national champion, number one Ohio State, its 24-game Big Ten winning streak to begin this 8-week grind within the league starting Saturday. And while the Hoosiers are scoring a 38, the stingy Buckeyes allowing 12 points through its 4-0 unbeaten season. And if there is maybe a word to define this Scarlet and Gray bunch, Coach Kevin has
it. Their defense, their front, their aggressiveness, their coverage, tremendous linebackers, great core group of guys. Again, they're very aggressive up front, know where they're going, outstanding at linebacker. And they're good enough in the secondary that they challenge coverage. They don't give you a lot of easy throws. I mean, every play's competitive, every play's aggressive. They're very, very sound and very, very talented and come at you. And that doesn't mean blitzing. They just play very, very, you know, they'll blitz, but I mean, they, you know, they just very aggressive in their approach and some things we like to get to and are trying to get to, and a lot of similarities in the style that Michigan State plays, where again, you know, very stout up front, very aggressive at linebacker, and they don't give you a lot of easy throws.
Just less than 255 total yards, too, yielded by the Buckeyes through four. Saturday's battle, the third time the Hoosiers have played OSU while they've been number one. The last time 9 years ago, the last time they came to Bloomington number one was 17 years ago. Another year, another setting, another team, and an opportunity. That's what the Hoosiers want and what they'll get come Saturday at 3:30. In the zone, Dave and Glass, and your phone calls tonight at 6. And Cubs, again, with the Reds, Great American Ballpark, pregame at 7. I'm Joe Smith.